Hey there, audio booers and the audio boo community. AdamDanielMazet.com here. This is Toronto, Canada, the biggest city in the country of Canada, probably the most important and the coolest. And it's not debatable for those other Canadians listening who think it's debatable, because I've lived in most of them, and Toronto just rocks. On that bombastic beginning, I just want to say I've had the absolute best Wednesday. They call it Hump Day. I know why they call it Hump Day, but probably it's more likely because everybody's humping and happy. I had a wicked day today. It was 10 degrees. I spent most of the day in the city. And Wednesdays in the city of Toronto are also notable as somebody drives through on a red light, another one of my pet peeves. It also happens to be the day of the Bitcoin meetups in the city of Toronto, which have been going on for, I think, about a year or so. And the Bitcoin meetups are a group of people that gather at a place known as the Bitcoin Decentral, which is at 68, I think, Spadina Avenue in the city of Toronto. S-P-A-D-I-N-A, Spadina Avenue. And it's also home to the offices of what's known as the Bitcoin Alliance, which is a nonprofit advocacy group that lobbies the Canadian government for acceptance of digital and cryptocurrencies. And it also happens to be the offices of an interesting little startup known as the CryptoKit, which is a Chrome browser. And by the way, I'm not getting paid for any of this. This is strictly stuff that I'm interested in. The CryptoKit is a Chrome browser plugin that allows you to send and receive bitcoins without even needing what's known as a Bitcoin wallet. That's how you actually store the bitcoins that you own. And it also is the incubation offices of this wonderful piece of technology which is coming to the market for pre-sale, known as Ethereum. Without getting too complicated on this boo, for those of you who don't know anything about Bitcoin whatsoever, Bitcoin is a digital, decentralized cryptocurrency, the very first one. There are other ones now, and the most famous, that is completely unfettered, uncontrolled by banks, favored by libertarians around the world, and basically is a store of value that cannot be corrupted by governments and that cannot be overridden through monetary policy by something known as the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England, or in Europe it's the European Central Bank. And as you know, about 3 months ago, Bitcoin had inflated to the spot rate of around $1,200 US per Bitcoin. Now the spot rate is hovering around 500. There's been a considerable diminishment. But it's kind of like gold, but it's not like gold. And it's kind of like money, but it's kind of not like money. And you can do a lot of things with Bitcoin. You can hoard it. You can trade it. You can transact in it. You can keep it, which is kind of like hoarding it, but not really. Hoarding means you'll never, ever, ever, ever see the light of day again. Keeping it means like you're holding and waiting it for a return. As of right now, I'm moderately invested in Bitcoin, and I'm continuing to increase my investments as the days pass. And I got into Bitcoin quite late. I'd heard about Bitcoin early, but I didn't invest in Bitcoin. And I feel like most people who join Bitcoin late, I feel really bad. The people who joined Bitcoin when Bitcoin was trading at $11 per Bitcoin ended up selling Bitcoins hand over fist when the Bitcoin spot inflated. And of course, most of the people, especially in the city of Toronto, like the Bitcoin Decentral, that are doing Bitcoin type of operations, incubations, hackathons, startups and stuff like that, they used most of the funds that they had earned on exchanges buying and selling Bitcoins for scads of money. Just to give you like a relative example, if you spent $1,000 on Bitcoins when Bitcoins were, for example, $10 US to one, you owned 100 Bitcoins, which were basically not deemed to be much of anything. But when the spot rate went up to 1200 per Bitcoin, guess how much money you're sitting on, right? You doing the math so far? And most people bought like 500 of those. So they were sitting on things like 60 to 100 grand in profit clear at that time, not taxed, and money was taken out of exchanges and of course made its way, filtered its way over into people's pockets. That is smart business. I got into Bitcoin quite late, but we're not here to talk about me. I love going to the Bitcoin meetings because you meet a lot of people that have a lot of great ideas about how to actually do better things. Today we had a meeting about Ethereum, The meetings go from 7 to 10 p.m. Today it started earlier at 6 p.m. because we had an introduction to the technology known as Ethereum.org. And again, I just want to repeat for the record, I am not paid by anybody connected to the Bitcoin Foundation or Bitcoin Alliance. I'm strictly an enthusiast of the technology, and I think it's really cool. And for those of you who don't know anything about it, I think it behooves you, A, to know a little bit about it because it's going to be eventually taking center stage. And the B part is it pays for you to invest a little bit. You don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. You can buy pieces of Bitcoins. It's kind of nice to have some. There are only, by the way, 21 million Bitcoins, or there will only be 21 million Bitcoins in circulation. Right now, we are at around 13 million Bitcoins. So if you own a single Bitcoin, once the Bitcoin cap reaches a certain amount, you will be amongst some of the most wealthy people in the world. Bitcoins are eventually going to be traded in fractional amounts known as Satoshis, so 1/100,000th of a Bitcoin, which is still going to be worth a considerable sum, and of course you'll be able to trade those as well as fractional amounts, but again, this is not a tutorial on Bitcoin, there's plenty of that going on online. Toronto's a really good city for Bitcoin trading. The best city in Canada to do Bitcoin work is Vancouver. The very first Bitcoin ATM, yes, they exist, where you can put money in and take money out. In other words, put cash in, get out Bitcoins, or put Bitcoins in, get cash out. But the first Bitcoin ATM that I ever used was actually in Vancouver. That was when I was in Vancouver at the beginning of February. I had a blast. It wasn't really an advantageous spot rate, but I wanted to just try it and know what it was like. The only Bitcoin in the city of Toronto that is actually used is at the Bitcoin Decentral, which is kind of cool. And once you go over there, you can actually try it. And there's a bunch of different, I think the manufacturer of the Bitcoin ATM at the Bitcoin Decentral, that's a mouthful, is known as a company called BitAccess. And they're in Ottawa, which is the capital city of Canada. And they're based in Ottawa. And I'll continue this bit in just a quick moment. I have to pop in and do something. Of course, there are a number of different Bitcoin ATM suppliers. In Canada, it's a function of just basically a couple of them right now. The other thing that they're doing, which is really interesting, the Bitcoin Alliance, that is they're putting on something called the Bitcoin Expo, and that's taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not sure yet whether I'm going to go, but it is a great opportunity to attend an event that is full of basically suppliers and people that are involved in the Bitcoin space doing all kinds of stuff, you know, soup to nuts, you name it. Everyone who's doing anything interesting in Bitcoin, from cloud mining, cloud hashing, to, you know, cold wallet production, that's a whole other discussion, to, exchanges are going to be there, big exchanges, some American players, people are flying up, it's going to be held at the if I'm not mistaken, at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. So it's a big event with a lot of tentacles, and I encourage you to look into all that stuff. It's all off of the BitcoinAlliance.ca website. So I'm really bullish on Bitcoin. I like it as a underlying piece of technology for facilitating international payments, for wiring people money in a way that circumvents, for example, wire transfers. What a freaking pain in the ass wire transfers are. Expensive. They're rife with all kinds of procedural claptrap. Errors can bug up the process and delay receipt of money. Maximum end-to-end Bitcoin. You can have Bitcoins of the requisite value that you want the person on the other side to receive. Those Bitcoins can in turn be placed onto an exchange, and from an exchange they can be direct deposited into a bank account, or they can be placed onto a debit card, and that person can have that cash in their hand, so to speak, within a number of days. In some cases, immediately. In some cases, 24 hours. In some cases, 48. But it doesn't matter. It's faster than a wire transfer, and there are no fees. So that's one of the examples of what Bitcoin can come in handy for. And if you don't know about Bitcoin, you're behind. We're entering the early majority territory on the product lifecycle continuum, and we're just kind of getting out of the early adopters phase, so time to bone up. My name, Adam Daniel Mazet, and yes, I'm a Bitcoin investor, and yes, I'm letting you know about it. Wishing you many good things.